going on, guys? Welcome back. We're back on Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Beard Tree Oil and Herbs.com. If you're looking for a 100% natural beard product with cleans the skin and cleans the beard and stimulates growth, check out Beard Tree Oil and Herbs LLC. They promote healthy beards. They can have your beard looking on fleek, get your beard game all the way in order. They got all types of great specials on there. So go to, again, BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com or follow them on Instagram and Facebook at BeardTreeOilAndHerbs. Also, parents and teachers, are you tired of your children listening to music that glamorizes drugs and negative stereotypes? Check out Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning educational program. I should have let Bree read this shit. That uses hip-hop to teach children mathematics, science, language, arts, and much, much more. Go to giftedandlit.com, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here. I got the two lovelies over here. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree? How have you been? We haven't seen you in so long.
Hey, guys. I'm awesome. No, I'm just, let me cut that voice out. What's up, y'all? I've been good. I've been chilling, you know, making these moves out here.
What have you been doing on our hiatus?
Working out, you know, taking care of people, you know, like, no, I'm just kidding.
Take care of people?
Like who?
No.
My light bill, Dubin.
Wait a minute. Let me rewind.
Hold up.
I had a few people come visit. So, you know, when people come from out of town, they want you to be their whole ass babysitter. But I don't mind.
Yeah, so people come in from Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people come from Chicago. I had a person come from Atlanta over the last 2 weeks. So,
who was it?
Just showing a good
time. Do I know?
Why do it matter?
I don't know. Do
just
I know?
Just showing people a good time. Showing
I knew
them
I saw Emmanuel
down.
Lewis on JetBlue. I said, what is Emmanuel Lewis?
Damn, Layla. I wish I knew him.
And by the way, let's introduce Layla. Layla
is
here.
How
are you, Layla?
Late ass Layla.
Late Layla. Yes.
Yeah, no, I was talking about my little Bank of America situation. I did a little ATM deposit.
Yes.
And it took some of my money and didn't record it, so I had to get that straightened out. So that's why I'm late.
Yes.
That's my nigga's plan, all right?
Layla sugar daddy didn't sign the back of the check. So they had to call and verify. They had to call Jimmy Ray. Mr. Jimmy Ray, is this your signature?
Shut up, Tree. I wish I did have a sugar daddy.
Probably nice. So let's get into Bree's business. Is there a boo thing somewhere? Yeah, because we're talking before air. They be talking about all the juicy shit. Is there a boo thing somewhere around here, Bree?
No.
Yeah, yeah, Bree has a date.
So yeah, okay, but how y'all automatically make this person my boo thing? Like, what
you
the
got
fuck?
A date.
So what do that mean? We have a date. That's it.
Is he American?
Yes, he's American.
Okay.
They act like he's in the.
No, but she had a Nigerian before, and these Nigerians out here.
It's been a long time since I said anything. She cannot wait to talk about these Nigerians.
I know. They were the same Nigerians who beat up Jesse Smollett. And now they.
Wait a minute. Who is your baby's father? Is he Nigerian?
No. He Jamaican, girl. He is Jamaican. Not saying there's nothing wrong with Nigerians.
Right. Shout out to our Nigerian brethren.
Yeah, we love y'all.
There's nothing wrong with Nigerians. But he's Jamaican, yeah.
So this guy is, what is he, just a regular brother?
Yeah, he's just a regular guy, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where y'all going to go on the date, Bree?
Probably to dinner somewhere.
Where?
For a walk. I don't know.
A walk?
First of all, why do I have to make all the decisions?
But
he's
did he
on a date.
Okay, so has he made the decision?
I'm sure, but it's just like, boom, show up. Them are the type of dates that I like.
Do my guys pick you up from your house?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Y'all don't really?
No.
Not no more.
I've had offers and I'll be like, I'll meet you
out
there.
Out here, it's different. It's weird.
Because I ain't been in the dating game in years, so I don't know.
Yeah, so
like, what do y'all do?
Yeah, dudes, when they figure out where you live, they try to make themselves at home.
Mm.
Like, quick, early, right in the dough.
Oh, damn.
Well, that's not my reason. I'm just scared to let people know where I live. If I don't really know you like that and it's a first date, you could be crazy. You can pop out of bush.
Right, so why would you think I would let somebody come pick me up?
Well, I don't know. You can fight better than me. I don't know.
I can't fight, but I ain't about to be fighting no grown-ass man. But, yeah.
So where do y'all have dudes meet y'all? Like at a Starbucks?
Uber. Yeah, oh, okay.
Meet me at the restaurant.
Meet at the date place. Okay.
Yeah. We can go from there. Mm. Like, from that point.
Because, what if the date is popping and y'all want to, take that shit to the next level that night? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we can go from there. Okay. I'm just, you just can't come pick me up.
Oh, okay.
Not straight out the door.
So you can go to the W. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Bree.
Man.
I mean, the W is
not low. Yeah. W means Best Western.
Not for me.
Man, so anyway.
Like, shit. That ain't shit.
Could you let us know how it goes?
Yes, I'm telling
you
yes, shit yeah,
like, I'm was, not telling you please. Nothing. I might tell to me.
They ass is all secretive and shit.
No, I might tell you to y'all come secret- in here like, now Bree, how you busting open on the date? Like, damn, girl, I told you that.
They be secretive as that. One time somebody, who was the dude to drop you off one time, Bree?
My Nigerian friend.
Okay, yeah. My brother drove up and dropped Bree off. Who in the fuck is that?
What kind of, he was like in a nice
whip. Yeah, that nigga was driving a nice little whip. I'm like, is Bree out here trapping? Looking nice. Like a Nigerian drug lord then dropped her off in this motherfucker.
I swear that's what he put you in the mind of because he dressed his ass off.
Yeah, that nigga was clean. That nigga was, yeah, that nigga was dripping.
No, he not. He
with
not
blood
scammer.
Diamonds.
He's not a scammer.
No, he owns a factory. Okay.
That sucks that Nigerians have a bad rap.
I know.
No,
I,
you sitting here giving them a
bad rap. I know. Nigerians are good.
That's Layla doing all this. Damn.
Man.
Oh,
they have a bad rap.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. But yeah.
I'm hot.
Y'all know it's hot as hell in here, ain't it? That's Fatima's ass. Y'all got to understand, Fatima be having it so goddamn hot in here.
Did y'all see her dropping it like it's hot on her
yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Fatima?
Yes. Last night, dropping it like it's hot.
I didn't
Tariq.
See that.
Yeah, no, work.
Yeah, in the little bitty
work.
Dress.
I was like, okay, throw that last ass.
Never
throw
seen
that
her.
Ass in the circle.
Lord, yeah, I didn't see that.
See that Instagram.
Oh, what, y'all, Fatima trying to bust it open.
Yeah, she did bust
Man.
It
open. So, Layla, what's happening out here in the news?
Oh, my. I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
Because this thing is unraveling like crazy. Okay,
yeah.
So this is where we're at. Because every single hour, there's a new update.
Yes, it is.
So you really got to stay focused on this. So basically, the stage we're at now is that, okay, so the Nigerians are basically saying that Jussie and, you know, his brother, two Nigerians. But anyway, they staged the whole thing.
Right.
They said before, this is kind of funny, before they actually did it, they actually was rehearsing it a couple minutes before, and the car drove by. And they're like, oh, shit. Like, I hope nobody's seen us rehearsing.
Yeah.
And then they said, like, 2 days before that, them and Jussie went out to go scout for locations, and they said it was a camera right there, but come to find out, the camera was facing the other way.
Right.
So Jussie thought, okay, we're going to get this on camera.
Yeah.
The camera was the other
no,
way.
No. Yeah, because... they couldn't find the actual event on camera.
Right.
And they got the dudes on camera walking back home.
Right.
And I guess the scam was they were going to do this and then go back to Nigeria. Because that's right. What they did. They went over to Nigeria. They were supposed to, I guess, lay low. Right. But that money was waiting on them.
Yeah,
they had FOMO stacks.
Yep, they did.
So they hopped their ass on the plane and then they got caught. And then they start singing and telling everything. And I just heard that they... Jussie was, they got pictures of Jussie with the dudes the night before or some shit. So it's all janky.
But the thing is, did you hear that one of the Nigerian dudes were actually gay as well?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Milan dude from Love and Hip Hop, he said he knew about one of the guys and said
so
the guy.
Do y'all remember I said that when this story came out? Like, I think he's lying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you know what? Somebody else said. Because
it was so many people like, oh, my God, pray for Jussie.
Nah.
Pray. Let's put our hands together for the LGBT community.
But what's the big picture here? What is the main? I know you had the Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, the way this thing played out, it looked like a lot of people were organized with this thing in order to get a law passed. That's what a lot of people are looking at it like, because for them to tell a blatant lie and do a blatant scam like this and then everybody run with it without questioning how ridiculous it sounded.
Subway sandwich at 2 a.m. I thought that was weird.
I mean, everything about it
Postmates.
Nothing sounded right.
Postmates, you rich
yeah,
as fuck.
Yeah, you.
Postmates.
It's
Chicago.
It's freezing.
They're telling people not to go outside and breathe.
Motherfuckers.
They're like, your lungs will get fucked up.
People carrying bleach outside. and Ray
and some white people in Chicago looking for niggas. That ain't happening.
That don't make no sense.
No.
I was just like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, and
I'm glad they called it.
Yeah, it was just too much stuff. And then it was some white supremacists who supposed to have watched Empire to know who the hell Jussie was.
Right.
Yeah, no, they don't watch no damn Empire. Yeah, really. Just I'm looking at it from that. How would they know Jussie?
Let's turn an episode of Empire.
Yeah. How would they know it was him? So, yeah, the whole thing was janky all the way around.
It's getting crazy. But, you know, they also cut him out of a few episodes.
I heard.
You heard that?
Yeah, they cut him out of episodes.
He's in 9 episodes. They cut him out of 5. And he had a huge solo. They cut the solo out. So he's only in 4 episodes now, and they cut the solo as well.
I just really want to know, in deep down, like, what did he expect this to do for his career?
Well, it gave him a boost. I mean, everybody's talking about him.
Yeah,
I mean,
but then boom, it's going to knock you right out of it. Yeah. You're a fucking bold-faced liar.
It was a big gamble, and he lost big time because it got revealed. He was hoping that the white Make America Great Again people would never get found. And the Nigerian dudes were supposed to lay low. That was
the
thing.
You know, ain't no Nigerians
lay low. Chicago is nosy. The motherfuckers been trying to get down to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Everybody from the crib been trying to figure it out. Yeah, like, so nah, that don't sound right.
He thought he would get away with it because the guys didn't exist. They'd never catch the white guys. Right. But he didn't put in mind that, you know, there's cameras all over the place.
And then the fact that they end up being totally the opposite of a white guy.
Yeah.
Two Nigerian dudes.
But the thing is, this is the only thing, I hate to say this, that I kind of enjoyed about the story, is the fact that white people lie on us all the time.
Yeah.
When it's a white crime and they say, oh, it's a black guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He said it was white guys.
Yeah.
They do, I mean, he said they were white.
This is how you're trying to justify this.
I know.
I'm not trying to justify it.
It just don't make no sense.
No, because it all comes back on us. You know what I'm saying?
White
people don't get the responsibility put upon them. They're looking at, okay, black folks are lying about racism again.
Oh,
so now,
right.
Then it's that now.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, it kind of weakens.
Especially when people are really, truly getting attacked out here.
Yeah.
That's the bad part.
Yeah.
You're right. Now it does look like we just lying left and right.
Yeah, because they were just looking for a reason. They were using this to attack straight black people.
Right.
They were like, this straight black man ignoring this. I'm like, well, damn, it don't make no sense. That's why nobody's really taking it seriously.
Because, like, honestly, Tariq, in the past 2 weeks since we've been off, do you know 2 racist incidents happened? One to me and one to my mother. 2 totally separate, different things.
Seriously?
This guy called me a black nigger bitch a million times.
What? In traffic?
No, we were, okay, so basically, it was traffic.
Yeah.
And it was like a little bitty lane, and they made it into a one-way because they were doing construction. He came the wrong way, but he told me to back up. So I just, and the little workers were like, just back up, he ain't gonna do it. So I just backed up, and so when he passed by me, and I said, oh, so you get the privilege of me backing up when you're going the wrong way. He was like, you shut up, you nigger bitch.
Hilarious.
Damn. I had my son in the car, y'all. I blacked out.
Man.
I blacked out on that man. But I said, you know what, let me stop. So I just stopped. I went on about my business because I don't know what these white supremacists have in their car. So I said, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I let him call me whatever he wanted to call me, and I just drove out. But I was so mad.
Mm.
I was like, Trump is giving these people power packs.
Yeah.
Like
packs. Yeah, they put some batteries in their back.
Man.
He definitely put
same thing happened to my mom. Grocery store, this lady called my mom black trash.
God damn.
Yeah.
Hilarious. For what?
Because I guess they had came to the line
at the
same time. And then she kind of bumped into my mom. And my mom was just like, excuse you. She's like, black trash. And then, yes.
Y'all.
It was crazy.
I am waiting for the second somebody in arms reach to speak like that to me to my face.
Yeah.
Man,
it
real
was bad.
Shit.
And it's hard not to get mad, but it's like they could have a gun.
See the black girl come to me.
And that's why I got away. I'm like, I have my son in the car. I have to be more responsible.
Exactly.
And I just left. But I was so furious, Tariq.
Well, you know, I told y'all, a couple of months ago, I was at the grocery store around the corner, and I was getting stuff at the office. You know, I get big jumbo packs of toilet tissue and all that stuff. So my buggy, it looked like it was full because I had jumbo packs of like 4 or 5 items. Wasn't that much. And I went to 15 items or less aisle, and some elderly white lady looked like she was about 108 years old. Which means she's probably 50. She's probably 50.
She's probably 38.
So she crawled up to me like, this is the 15 items or less aisle. I said, ma'am, I have big items in my buggy. just disgust in her voice. I'm like, okay, have a nice day. I was real cool about it.
Oh, my God.
I was real cool. But
You just feel like it's just, anybody else.
You know, they
who's
don't.
Anybody else.
Yeah, it's like they don't like us in their space.
Yeah, that's what it is. Feel the need to check us all the time.
Yeah, man.
And it's getting so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. It's getting bad.
Straight in the throat. I'm
I was like, black nigga, man, really?
Man.
I was, yeah. But I was like, I couldn't wait to tell y'all that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the news?
I know. So, did we talk about how all of these companies is putting blackface on?
Oh, God, I already know which one you're going to talk about next.
We talked about Gucci, right?
We about to talk about
With the blackface sweater.
Yeah. So, boom, today, Burberry.
Yep.
With the robot.
With a noose on a hoodie.
Yeah.
How the fuck?
These people, yeah.
I just can't even take. So, the reason it was even brought to somebody's attention is because one of the models that was in the show, it was a Caucasian model named Liz Kennedy. She was in the show and she expressed concern about the noose before the show even started because they were like playing with it, setting up the show, like hanging it from the ceiling and like laughing about it. And she was just like, you know, this is very uncomfortable for me. And she put it in the word of suicide. Suicide is not funny.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, now.
No damn suicide.
Girl, now.
They love splaining their bullshit. That had nothing to do with no damn
so
suicide.
So that was her. Yeah. She brought it to the light because... Oh, I've tried to take my life before. Suicide is not a game. It's a mental health. It's a mental sickness. But forget the fact that what did this come from? Where did it stem from?
Well, these fashion companies, they're doing all this stuff because they know it'll get them headlines. They're not going to get any kind of real backlash. You dig? So that's why they're doing this stuff.
Are they going to sell though? Are they going to sell that?
Well, they've already pulled it.
Yeah,
they made a statement today apologizing, which is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is what they all do.
They all do. And it's really to, you know, get their brand in the media. I don't even think they make a whole long line of these items. Mm-hmm. They probably make one or two, put it in the media, get some controversial headlines, and just get that brand out there.
Mm-hmm. I just hope, you know, considering the fact that we can all communicate now. Every black person on every side of the earth has the opportunity to communicate now.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the time, if no other, for us to show them who has the dollar, who runs
Absolutely.
This shit.
Can we get on cold for real, for real?
For real, yeah. We need to get on cold because it is...
I'm tired of being...
Boom, boom, right behind each other, right behind each other. They chewing
and
you
Katy
how they
Perry,
feel about
y'all
you.
See her shoes?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she has some shoes with blackface.
Well, she's
it.
Always been a little racist to me. She's
me
always
too.
Had
yeah.
a little.
I feel like
yeah.
that too about
yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. Yeah, so she had some shoes that looked like it had blackface on it. Then she had to pull her shoes. So, you know, it's real funny style. So,
what y'all think about Floyd, though?
Floyd dripped in Gucci.
Lord. I know that's your boy.
I like Floyd. I like Floyd. I like Floyd. But Floyd was, he had on the Tap boxing shoes a little bit. Floyd.
Man was dripped
the next
dripped
day after the
out.
T.I. song came out.
Yeah.
He said, I ain't following. He said, and then he said, he did a nigga splain and he said, well, he apologized.
Yeah.
The designer apologized.
A lot of them will say, oh, we be mad about something for 2 seconds and then we be over it. Which is true.
That is true.
It's true. But
yeah,
we
but
need to get on cold.
We still need to be on cold about it. Just going out there making a big old display. Well, look, I can buy this. I can buy this. That's not doing anything.
And we know you can buy that shit. You can buy the store. He can probably buy the brand.
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody thought of that?
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, buy all this shit. Y'all got the money to do it.
Exactly.
And make it our own.
See, like, back in the 90s when we had a little consciousness back then, we had black brands that everybody supported.
FUBU,
Karl Kani, Cross Colors, all that. There was
we
a pride
sure
in that. We had a big pride in that.
What happened?
And we,
a lot of them people sold to bigger white companies.
Exactly, because you know we got out of that consciousness thing.
Yeah.
We're getting back into it now. There's a lot of fighting.
What's
about
a
it.
Big black clothing line right now, though?
I would say Sean John, but is it Sean John?
Yes.
Sean
there
King.
Is none. Yeah, that's
even,
a great
I
question.
Feel like Sean John make clothes no more. Rockefeller don't really make clothes no more.
No.
Baby Fat don't really make clothes no more. Fat Farm.
Yeah.
Like
P. Miller.
Karl Kani.
Oh, no, you didn't. P. Miller.
Karl Kani had that big ass fashion show in LA last year.
Okay. Yeah, there are no really big black brands no more.
It's not. And that's what everybody like. You need to shop black and you need to do this and do that. And it's like, I do try to shop black. I'm not going to lie. I've tried a couple times. I've got for my money a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, several times.
Online or?
Yeah.
Oh,
They didn't send you? Like, where's a store that I can walk into and buy black?
Yeah.
Like in LA.
Yeah,
like,
you have to go online.
It's not a whole lot of them. So you try to shop online and trust these people and you end up waiting 2 to 3, 4 weeks.
Oh.
So on top of us needing to shop black, we need to get more professional.
Yeah,
we
got to
be
on top of our game.
That is true.
Yeah.
We tend to be a little unprofessional sometimes.
Yeah.
What you want? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. They
we gotta be on top of our game, guys. So. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
You know, we ain't been here in a while, but I still want to talk about this. And because I want to know y'all thoughts on it. And that's Steve Harvey and Monique.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I don't know what's going on this Black History Month, but it's a lot of people cooning. It's a bad month.
It has been a lot of
It's like one thing after, we're only 6 weeks, y'all, into the new year, and there's all this black stuff going on with black men. But so what do y'all think about the whole Steve Harvey? So if y'all, I'm sure everybody's seen it, but just in case you didn't, Monique went on the Steve Harvey show last week, and basically he was telling Monique, like, look, Monique, you going about this the wrong way. You can't let your integrity mess up the money.
Right, right.
And she was like, looking like, you know, so everybody was going back and forth with, like, he's basically saying integrity over money.
Yeah, because he was like, this ain't the black or white game, it's the money game.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no, it's the integrity game, baby.
I love when you do her voice.
I ain't gonna risk my integrity in the month. I got people depend on me.
And it was real slavish. The Roots connection to Reese.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, with Steve.
What you think?
I'm not buying that whole I'm cooning to sacrifice myself for the family and all that. No, that's some buck dancing bullshit right there. Because he was even talking about the best thing, don't be like poor people, don't be one of them and all that.
Yeah, okay, that was bad. He said the best thing to not do is be a poor person.
Right. Like, the best way you can help a poor person is not be one of them. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. No, that's some plantation.
You think it's going to hurt him?
No, well, not with white people. But the thing is, if they turn on him, then he's going to be
trouble.
Ass out. That's the problem.
They're going to be trying to scoot back the other way.
Exactly. That's the problem. When niggas do all this buck dancing and cooning, just like with Cosby, a lot of Cosby, when he did that pound cake speech reprimanding black people. Yeah, when he was like, you're black people, you still pound cake, and then you don't know where your mom is. And he was something.
Oh, shoot.
So that's why white people started to kind of act like, you know, he was the spokesperson for black society because he was reprimanding black people, and then white people turned on him, and black people weren't so quick to really cape for Bill Cosby.
Right.
So a lot of black folks make that mistake. Terry Crews is making that mistake.
Oh,
and that's where our beef comes from, because I tried to say, hey, Terry, you doing too much, brother. All that buck dancing, you got to slow that down. Then he started hooking up with the Me Too movement, attacking me. And
what's that thing? The podcast.
Yeah, he was on something with
Mike Tyson.
He was on something with Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson tried to throw a shot at,
who is this Tariq Washeed guy? Who is this guy? He's talking a lot of trash.
I bet Terry told him to say that.
Yeah, like,
how much you want to bet?
I don't know. Mike couldn't even say my name.
Terry told him.
Kevin Campbell Nashie. Who is that? He's a toxic masculinity.
I was like, what's really going on?
He took that word and he run into the moon.
Kept saying toxic masculinity over and over again. And then Terry Crews trying to compare himself to Malcolm X.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga.
These are the same people that killed Malcolm X.
Nigga,
you got
stop.
The game messed up.
Lord.
He needs to go do some history research.
Man.
What about his career? People not really... Black people ain't messing with him.
Who, Terry?
Yeah, Terry. What you think about
that? Yeah, well, Terry, you know, he's out here getting his money buck dancing for white people.
Right.
So he thinks, okay, if I get around these white folks and shit on black people, they're gonna ingratiate me into their circles. And niggas learn the hard way.
And as long as we keep doing that, as long as these prominent black people keep doing that, we gonna stay at the position that we're at.
Exactly.
Because their mentality is much more different than being on code with your own people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just gotta be on code on a grassroots level and not depend on these Negroes who are in those white circles, because they have a stifle on them. And a lot of times we're told, because they're in the spotlight like that, that we should listen to them. And there's only so much they're going to do, so much they're going to risk. Only people who risk their careers are people like Colin Kaepernick, and that comes every blue moon.
Right.
Nobody has the kind of balls that he has to risk everything to speak up for black issues.
And
you see what happens,
still
right?
Getting money.
You know, a lot of middle
class
and lower class black people listen to these people in these positions.
Right, right.
And it's a few that's like on code and like a little bit woke and know what's, but a lot. It takes for me, like, talking to people back home that don't, you know, that's just all about what's going on in the media and all, like, a lot of those people are really sucked into that shit.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It really is. And a lot of them don't want to be out of it.
Yeah.
They don't want to even see the other side. Oh, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What?
Yes. Man. Oh, because it's going to cause this and it's going to cause that. The shit is really, really sad.
Wow. Wow.
That's what it started to make me
our
think.
Mental health as a community is bad.
I just think, like, this year so far has just been a lot of coon, so it inspired me to come up with a game, you guys.
Oh, Lord.
That was right. That was right. They said, Layla, somewhere getting some Rhythm Spoon shit together. Let's hear it, Layla.
Let's hear the Rhythm Spoon.
Okay, this is going to be a really fun game.
Okay.
Steve, I was inspired by Steve. I was inspired by Mayweather. You know, your boy, Terry Crews. Okay, so it's a game. It's like a charades game.
Okay, it's like not a card game.
No, it's a charades game. We can all play. So what it's going to be is we're all going to, and then, you know, coon has been going on for years, so there's tons of coons to choose from. So basically, we're going to have a coon in our head, and we're going to have to act the coon out, and we're going to have to guess. We can get callers to guess, or we can get each other to guess, however you want to play it for that day. So, like, if I had a coon in my head, I would act like that coon, and y'all would have to guess which coon I am.
I think Tariq
it's
is
called
the best coon
Name
actor.
That Coon.
Name That Coon.
It's called Name That Coon, and we will do it every week. And yeah, it'll be we'll find a coon and we'll have to act it out. Yeah, and then either the caller can decide or we can decide. You know, they can give us clues and tap room and stuff like
and
that.
And what's the
it's
name?
Called,
of the,
it's called Name That Coon.
Name That Coon.
That's the game. You all like that game? Name That Coon. That's gonna be the new like game. Y'all like that game? Y'all like that Rhythm Spoon? Name That Coon. It's a lot of them. Okay.
So busy. Or coon of the week. Somebody get donkey of the week.
Yeah.
Coon of the
week. Yeah.
Lord.
So we got to, you know, and Tariq's good at acting out. Bree's good at acting out because she's an actress. And, you know, yes, we can.
Name that. Be, how name y'all that like that? Name that coon. Name that coon, guys. How y'all like name
In
that
In light
coon.
Of what's going on this year, I
feel Layla, stay with the nigger splaining.
Ism had to wake up for that one.
Yeah, Ism been asleep for a minute. He had to come to life for that one, huh?
That's a good game, y'all. What they okay. saying to them?
Name that coon.
Because they going ham. And
Lord. What they saying, Tariq?
They're like, mystery coon. Different ideas.
No, that's a good idea, though.
So we will have to see what's up with that
we'll
one.
We'll do that one. Like
now, you
that.
Know, what's going on? Because I saw, Layla, you did a video talking about Michael Jackson.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you some stuff. I'm gonna tell you some stuff off the air.
Okay.
However, it's basically I'm gonna tell you some stuff on the air too, guys. Don't worry.
Okay, yeah. But yes, yes.
Okay, so it's a documentary that HBO is doing coming out March 3rd.
I'm in a documentary on HBO too, but go ahead.
Oh,
what documentary
are
you on, Bree?
It's called United Skates.
Really?
I heard about that.
Did it come out yet?
Yeah, it's been out. It's been out. My mom and dad called me like 6 times last night. You on HBO?
Wait, when did it come out?
It came out yesterday.
Why did you?
I didn't know I had that much privilege. In the, I thought it was just like.
Post
that,
were you talking in it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you, they showed like, you skating?
Me skating.
But
yeah.
Still.
But yeah, y'all check it out. United Skates on HBO.
Okay, but superstar.
Go ahead.
Were they filming it out here or back in Chicago?
They filmed it back in Chicago years ago. That's why it literally slipped my mind. It's
because I saw somebody talking about it. They did some on World on Wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they go around the country to different skate rinks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they went all around the country doing it. So
they got
some
tricks and stuff. I got to see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to see that.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Layla.
So, yeah. So, it's coming out on March 3rd. And so, the accuser is Brandy's ex-boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah. Brandy, who came up here.
Brandy Jackson,
yes,
who came up
here. Lovely
Brandy. And she just really is so disgusted by this.
Yeah.
And his name, like, Wade or something?
Wade Robson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's actually, he's a choreographer. And he just out of nowhere, because, you know, like Michael Jackson, like, did a lot for his family and stuff like that. And he just came out and just started making up all these lies.
Yeah.
And Brandy was so disgusted by it. So that's why I had a discussion. We had a discussion, and she will be up here next week to explain
nice.
It.
Cool.
So I'm not going to tell y'all too much. I'm going to let her and me explain it when she gets here. So I don't. That's why I don't really want to tell too much.
That's going to be good next week.
So
yes.
She will be here next week to explain it.
Yes.
And honestly, like, just a few parts that I did see of him talking about what he looks like he's lying.
Right.
Man.
It looks like lies are coming out of his face.
I met Michael, and I know for a fact. Guys, that's why I get so mad about it. Yeah. He has done so much for people. He's done stuff for my little brothers. I remember when we It was Brandy and my little brother's birthday. It was the middle child, Mario. It was his birthday. And Michael paid for all of us to go to Disneyland, stay at the hotels, do all this stuff because their birthdays were so close. Like, he just did a lot for a lot of people. And he was a good person. And it just really, it's sad that this man is dead.
And they had to wait before they can scandalize him like this because, you know, you can get sued putting out lies like this when you're alive, but there's a clause where if a person dies, you can say damn near anything about them.
Right.
So that's why they had to wait
till
they waited till the man died to do this scandalous bullshit. The Wade guy wanted to do the Cirque du Soleil show. There was a Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil thing.
He has nothing going on, by the way. He's just trying to just hop on every little
thing.
They
told him he was going to do it. Then at the last minute, they got somebody else. And then that's when all these accusations came through.
It was like, oh, what was me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, damn. Well, I got molested then. It was that type of suck ass. But yeah.
Check. And we're going to get the details.
So next week we're going to have our lovely Brandy
Jackson
up.
Will be here to explain.
You want to know what's funny to me is how people can point at all these black men and call them molesters and have all this shit to say, but don't have nothing to say about these priests. That's
right. Yeah, and forget about the priests. These white dudes in Hollywood. Yeah. There's so many of them who are pedophiles and molesters, and nobody's saying nothing. That's why we got the First Them movement. Right. We point them out because Me Too is set up to really ignore them. Me Too is set up to put all the blame on black men. Mm-hmm. That's all Me Too is about, and we've been calling them out for that. Even the person who's the mascot of Me Too, Tarana Burke, she even said, it's not my job to go after white men.
But the most thing I hate about the whole Michael Jackson thing is his mom. And that's what gets me really sad, because I'm a mom. And I can only imagine if somebody would like be doing that to my child.
Yeah.
Knowing that this man is, you already have to go through the death of your child. But knowing that he was like a good person, and then now somebody trying to slander his name. You know why it's so hard? I don't think you guys really know the stuff that Wade was saying in his documentary.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
And stuff he was saying. He was lying. I don't even understand why people give these people airtime. Like, shit is...
Well, money. They about to cash in.
Just like R. Kelly.
Yep, they cash in with R. Kelly.
But look at the girls that were interviewed for R. Kelly, and look at their emotions, and look at... You could see their hearts and breaking, and you could feel that shit coming out. This man is sitting there I was molested, and he touched me like this.
He
sound like he in a damn... applying for a job.
Right. Damn. And the fact that Brandy dated him.
Exactly.
That's the key.
He's too stupid.
For 7 years, though.
He forgot.
That was as deep. So
that's going to be heavy. Mm-hmm. So shout out. I can't wait to talk to little Brandy. Mm-hmm. So, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
They finally coming out talking about they trying to do something with Bill Cosby's case.
Oh, Lord.
Because somebody is finally coming out and saying, this happened because of NBC. What did we say, though? We said that. From jump, he was trying to purchase NBC, and all of this shit came out. So Norman Brokaw, which is the chief executive of the William Morris Agency, which is like one of the biggest agencies in LA.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Cosby's personal agent for over 30 years. He is the one that's like confirmed. We did have a conversation. We were talking to lawyers about him purchasing NBC.
Mm.
And then, boom, all of these accusations start falling out the sky. All of these ladies and these women, of course, and they're calling them Illuminati. I don't like to give that too much, but they saying these women that work for Illuminati, they get paid to go out and say all of this stuff. And only one of the women, white women, blew the whistle on them. So it wasn't enough women to say, okay, this was a false case. Mm. But it's going towards that way. So hopefully we're going to get America's black dad out soon. I'm so sad for him to be in there.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been. Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Like,
yeah, he's in there with zero evidence at all.
Zero evidence. Zero.
How is that even possible, though?
No, I'm white, not say so law.
To the kids, the one kid that wouldn't do the Pledge of Allegiance got arrested.
Yeah, little boy.
And then a little white boy, he knelt down during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And they had him on the news talking about how
he's a hero. Yeah.
He's a hero. And they trying to arrest and give this little 11-year-old boy a record.
Yeah.
And for not standing.
And he's a gifted kid too. That's the thing. A lot of folks don't know that. And for those who don't know, down in Florida, there was an 11-year-old black boy. He didn't want to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a substitute teacher, Anna Alvarez, who was a Cuban immigrant. And she was like, you need to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. He's like, no, that's racist. I don't want to stand up for that. And she told him, if you don't like this country, you should go back somewhere. She was talking crazy.
She said it with her Spanish ass.
Yeah. And the little boy didn't like that. And
you know, Florida.
Then they ended up arresting the kid, talking about he was disturbing the class and he resisted arrest. You know, they threw all the bogus.
It wasn't about him.
This is an 11-year-old now. Understand, this is an 11-year-old kid.
Arrested.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because I'm like, we got sent to the office or, you know, go stand in the hallway, go stand in the corner.
Yeah.
They arrested him.
Absolutely.
Insane.
And, you know, white kids be bringing guns to school and get suspended. They don't even get arrested. Mm-hmm. White kids bring guns, loaded damn guns to school and get 3 days suspension. No damn jail time or nothing. So we got to understand what we dealing with. This is why we got to circle our wagons, stop caping for all these other groups, and look out for ourselves.
Yeah.
Layla, what else is happening out chat?
Ooh, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, Lord.
He's explaining.
Boy, he is. Boy, that nigga is singing.
He's telling.
Okay. Man,
yeah, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, you know, he's already facing 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he's agreed to talk. And they said if he continues to sing and talk, he will get his 47 years cut into half or very little.
I'm hearing he ain't getting no jail time.
I'm hearing 45 days.
I'm hearing he's not getting no jail time.
They're trying
to
knock it down to none.
Yeah, he's about to go
with
free.
All those charges.
Yeah, yes. They're talking
I
about
heard
letting
the
him.
Teams.
That's how you
I heard
know
the
he
teams.
In there singing like canary.
He in there telling everything.
Everything.
So, but why would you? He's not safe on the streets though.
Well, he ain't safe in there. Yeah, he definitely ain't safe in there.
Some people are just out the way talking.
But the jail don't want to be responsible for his ass getting killed.
Yeah,
you dig? So they're like, let him out there in police and protective custody. I mean, witness protection or something like that, because that's where they're going to have to put him.
But so is his career, is he still going to be able to rap?
Yeah, he
with
can
these
rap.
These kids, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, these little white suburban kids.
So he feels comfortable telling on everybody and then going to do a show.
Yeah, he can't do all the he can't walk around and do all the stuff he's been doing. That ain't gonna happen.
I don't think he's been in this predicament before. I don't really think he understands.
He's gonna have to go touring overseas
or
something. He can't do that out here.
I don't even think he could walk foot out here to do a show.
Not in New York.
There's no way you can tell on all of those people and think you're gonna live.
Man,
I don't know, but yeah, so he may be out. I mean, I heard that he may get like the teens, like maybe 15, something in the teens they were saying, but
y'all saying
he getting out tomorrow.
No, he's getting out. He's getting out pretty soon.
What? And Bill Cosby's in?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What is happening?
Exactly. Man.
Oh, my God.
And Bree, what else is happening out here?
Did y'all see, in Lover's Lane, because it is February and Valentine's Day.
I didn't do nothing.
I bet you Tariq had a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what'd you do?
What we do with these badass kids? We did some with the kids. Y'all would understand. We be having the kids with us.
So
we went to. We went to.
Nice.
We did
some with these badass kids.
Yeah, that shit ain't romantic. With graham cracker crumbs all over the fucking bed.
Hey,
that ain't romantic.
Kids be looking like they tear the house
they be
down
fucking
at all times.
A bunch of boys be beating the shit out of each other. So, yeah, we went down to Great Wolf Lodge down there in Orange County.
That's nice. I like that.
It's real nice down there. The kids love that. So, we did that. Because my son's birthday is on the 15th and the 16th. So, all of it kind of blends in with each other.
Their birthdays are that close?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep, TJ's birthday.
You keep it right on schedule, boy.
Yep. Yep. So
in Black History, more Black History news.
Oh, gosh.
Russell Wilson bought Ciara's masters for her. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, my
he
nigga's doing it.
He all her masters and gifted them to her to free her from her labels and for her to start her own record label. That's
Does he have a freaking brother, though?
Yeah, the women are really feeling that.
This is why Future is so upset.
Yeah.
Because you let a good woman go, and now somebody is spoiling her the way she should be spoiled.
Mm. And even people talking, do y'all pay attention to how much shit people talking about Ciara? Like, she taking advantage of him because he a sop.
No.
Oh, that's messed up.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's messed up.
For somebody to go buy... He put some thought into that gift.
Yeah.
He thought about their family. He thought about their future. You know what I'm saying? He thought about his kids. It wasn't just about Ciara, and I appreciate him as a Black man for that.
I do. I appreciate, man. I love that.
I love that too.
That. Look, like, I'm looking for a brother.
I got hope.
My nigga went out and bought the masters to my goodies.
I want it.
Which he should have. That
yeah,
was
I ain't mad at
shit.
Yeah.
I wonder how much. Did it say how much?
Yeah, how much her masters were?
No, I didn't think they
he got that type of money?
Does it?
I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah.
Oh wow!
He's an NFL star, right?
My sports fans. How thorough is my man in the game?
Why
I don't
he gotta be
sports.
Simping? Why he gotta be simping? Cause he doing something nice for a black queen.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with these black men today.
Y'all they gotta do something forgot. For the queens.
But no, you ain't even gotta do nothing. They forgot what we are worth.
Yeah, yes. Our worth is extremely high.
We are priceless. It's extremely high. You can't put a price on a man's love for a woman. I don't care if he spent $20 million, $10,000 on her
master's. Thought into it. So it's not really the price of the gift. It's more of the thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of just going to grab like a box of chocolates from Ralph's real quick or the grocery store, or a box of chocolate. Yeah. He didn't thought, you know,
he
put something together.
In future and
yeah.
I would prefer
a guy to like make me a gift. Mm. Seriously, I think that's cool. Like, you know, make some little card or something. I don't know. That'd
you
be
do.
Cute. That'd be cute.
Don't your son make you cards?
He did. Yeah. You know what? He made me a Valentine. This is my only Valentine I got any, by the way. He made me a Valentine's card, and inside it said, "Mommy, you're so gorgeous."
Oh.
I was like, oh, because it was just
son,
what it said
he really,
inside.
He really is like that. He tell her she's gorgeous all the time. He tell me I'm gorgeous, too.
Yeah.
He be looking at the damn titties.
Yeah, he do. He come give me a hug and lay his head right on
me. He be like,
he don't even know my name.
He doesn't. Yeah, he know them, though. He like Bree. He be all over Bree.
Hell yep. Yeah.
He give me like 1,000 hugs in a span of 5 minutes.
And I breastfed for 2 years, so he like, okay.
Hell yeah.
This is what mommies used to be.
What do y'all think about the Jennifer Lopez Motown performance? Did y'all see that?
I did not see it. I heard about it.
I like
you liked
J-Lo.
It?
I didn't like it.
No.
But I'm biased because I just kind of like J-Lo a
Why
little
you
bit.
Didn't like it, though?
I just didn't like the fact that she did it. I wish they would have had somebody else do it. Maybe like Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fantasia. Why everybody want to give all these jobs to Fantasia?
Fantasia be singing her ass off.
Fantasia.
Well, Fantasia's not she's a singer.
Yeah.
She's not an entertainer.
Yeah. Very true. That's why I said I love J-Lo, though.
But that's Motown. It was about singing.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the entertainment. You didn't have to do all that laser light show and salsa
true.
And all that shit. You sat down in your talent.
The laser light and salsa. Is that what's going
on? She was, oh my God, it was all over the place. It was so completely out of context.
I know.
Yeah, I wasn't here for when they said it was J-Lo, period.
What do y'all think about the whole Grammys in general? Like, I like Alicia Keys, but that's kind of boring.
It's like, I don't know.
It was kind of boring.
I like her, though. I like her, though, as a person, but as a host.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't watch. They keep the host to comedians.
Be a comedian.
You got to keep the audience
engaged.
Attention.
Should have been somebody else.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Anyway, look, I got to get out of here. I got to get to the house.
We can't take a call. I want to take a call.
Oh, I don't feel like dealing with these
things. Y'all see how you feel about you?
I don't feel like hello. Hello. Tyree.
I'm on the line.
Hey, ladies. Airplanes and motorcycles. Hey, Bree. Chickens and shit. What you doing, Layla? Anyway, no.
It's chickens and shit.
Yeah, we got to deal with too much to get a good call.
I was fighting for y'all.
That's true.
Oh,
it
my
be
God.
Going down on things.
I got to get to the crib. I got some repair people coming. That's why I got to get to the crib. But anyway, what y'all doing this weekend? What do y'all got going on?
I'm going to, you know, every other weekend I work with the Baron J. Foundation with the kids, you know, work with the kids. I love the kids. Layla love the kids.
Are you still doing the thing Thursday night on Chris Thomas's show?
Yes. Let me talk about it. Thank you, Tariq.
Yeah those are my people. Shout out to those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know those guys.
My, my God. Okay, you know everybody.
How you know Chris Thomas and those girls?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you off air.
Oh, Lord. Some niggas explaining. Okay.
No, I do a segment on the Chris Thomas Show on Thursdays. It's an entertainment segment. So it's in Baltimore and D.C. So it's 95.9 in D.C. and then, I don't know, something in Baltimore. But you can also check me out on the TuneIn app. So it's everywhere on the TuneIn app. You can catch me. It's called Just In Case You Didn't Know, and it's my entertainment segment with Chris Thomas.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
What's up?
Listen to me.
Shout out to Chris Thomas.
He's funny.
Yeah, Chris is hilarous.
He's funny. I didn't realize he was the first Rap City.
First host of Rap City.
I did not know
really?
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what, 90 what, two?
Yeah, like the early 90s. Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I couldn't watch Rap City back then.
Why not?
Because my mom wouldn't let
that's
me.
That's so crazy.
I couldn't even listen to rap music back then. Like,
that's so weird. I could listen to everything.
When Tupac died, I was like, who that? My older cousin was... My older cousin was crying. I knew Tupac, but I didn't feel his death the way she did.
Wow, I felt it.
They had you listening to John P. Key. Yeah, and gospel.
She used to make me listen to CC Peniston. Finally, it's happened to me. I used to play her that CD.
You had to sneak some rap records.
Yes, or,
that's oh so my God. I would not think
get
that
about bullshit
your
off and put on some Tracy you. Chapman.
Yep, really? Gospel music or
hilarious.
I got to listen to anything. That's why I act like I. My mom was just like, no. My mama thought she was cool. I remember she used to pick us up and she used to have the, this is way, 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 way before nobody was talking about R. Kelly. But remember that song, Drinks in the Air. Parties everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Party she used to pick us hill. Up to school, her and her friend jamming to that.
Hilarious.
Like my friend thought, my mama thought she was young. For real. She did. She like, yeah, we used to be embarrassed. She'd be like, y'all should be happy y'all got a cool mama. I'm like, this is not cool.
Mama, drop us off around the corner. People hate to get dropped off by their mom. Anyway, so Layla, what is your Instagram?
It's at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ. Follow me.
Boom. And Bree, where can they find you, dear?
I am at Bree, BRI.ARIER. Come check me out.
Yes.
Don't stay too long.
Yes. Yeah. And you're going to have to tell us about that date next week.
Yes, the date.
Yes.
And then Brandy's coming.
Yes,
and
Brandy's
then
coming.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Brandy next week.
We ain't
yeah.
No, we're going to talk about the date too. And then can we do the coon game? The name that coon? Come on, next week, guys. Or
all
maybe
right,
the week after.
Let's do, we'll see next week.
Name that coon.
We'll try to do it next week. Lord. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. I'm going to holla.